Pet keeping is universal, and it's something that's been going on for tens of thousands of years. But why do we keep getting pets? Shall we examine? Let's take a historical look. Welcome to Pet Tales on Radio Daddio. I'm Jay Ginsburg. So why do people want to do something that seems completely unproductive? I mean, keeping pets, dogs, cats, rabbits, what have you? The answer may surprise you. How about this? Satisfaction. The satisfaction of stroking a dog or cat causes hormones to be released and makes the person doing it feel good. You can actually trace that furry fact way back in our very ancient history as hairy primates. Somewhere deep in our brains is the need to do this grooming of something that's hairy. A certain part of our very basic human nature feels satisfied when we stroke a dog or comb a cat. Now, join me in the Pet Tales Wayback Machine to examine our human ancestors. And I'm not talking about grandma and grandpa. I mean many, many generations ago and way before dating websites. Way back then, people who were seen to be good with animals were more accepted by the people in their tribe. If you had a nice-looking dog, one that was protective, it could really score you some points with the opposite sex. When the time came for selecting your bride or groom, the intelligence or looks of your potential mate's pet, well, that could make all the difference. What kind of work someone did, what they looked like, how much money they made, that all became an issue much later on. From what we've learned, a man and woman might come together for life based on their affinity with animals. That's interesting. Okay, here's a question for you. Have you ever met someone with a dog or cat that you instantly fell in love with? Think back to when you first met someone that lived with a sweet toy poodle, a Yorkie, or a tiny Chihuahua. What about meeting someone with a German Shepherd, a St. Bernard, or a Border Collie? What's your decision? Do you really want to hang out with a drooling St. Bernard? Well, you just might. The attraction to someone's animal should at least lead to a second date. Thanks for joining me here for Pet Tales on Radio Daddio. Cheers to our glorious, long-time relationship with our pets. Until soon, I'm Jay Ginsburg.